afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. Welcome to 2013.
Happy New Year! Lucky.
That's like one of those noise movies.
That was really good. Hope you guys had a New Year's Rockin' Eve, and yeah, the big thing's gonna happen on Rock Solid in 2013.
I think so. I think we're gonna try to get some more people to join us on mic in the studio. That's my
more
goal.
Guests. Yeah. More music, more of your great phone calls. Keep those coming.
Yes.
13 is the lucky number.
That's right.
33081ROCK. We're still like figuring out how to integrate them in, but
81 rocks.
81 rocks.
Don't forget that S.
Sorry,
at the
add
end.
The extra S for extra F rock.
You, Mayans.
Yeah, so give us a call. 33081ROCKS. We didn't plug it last week, but we did play a couple of voicemails. We're getting inundated now.
So,
it's like this has added a whole new dimension to our workflow. We have to listen to all these messages that come in. So,
but they're great, and it's nice to hear your feedback. A lot of great suggestions for upcoming episodes that we're like saving to play like during those episodes.
That's
and
right.
And also just like if you want to hip us to things that you've heard.
Yeah.
Is good. So that's nice. And yeah. You know what we didn't talk about last week on our Best of 12 is like one of the main ways that music interfaced with our life last year, at least some of us.
Okay.
Was song pop. And when you fall off an app, you fall hard.
Man.
It's like it never existed.
It came and went like a summer girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I think Matt has found his new song pop. He's got a new
Isn't a game really. This is just a
lifestyle.
This is a career direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an app that I saw I think on Mac Rumors or something. It's called
Fleetwood Mac Rumors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly talking about what Lindsey Buckingham is doing.
Okay, excellent.
And then every once in a while, they're like, check out this app.
What with that?
And Figure is this super simple and graphical way to create music if you don't know how to play instruments like me. And so what it is, it breaks it down into drum, bass, and lead. And there's like a million different, you know, instrument types in each one, so you can play like a TR-808, like that's the early 80s drum machine that every rap song used from like 80 to 85. And then there's, you know, but there's like all this other stuff too, so you can just mess around, pick one, and then it basically, you just lay down a drum. I'll mess around with you with one of these guys and you can hear what I'm talking about. This drum beat's called Mansion.
He just showed us. He just was like fiddling around. I'm like, and it was like, oh yeah, I've kind of seen things like this before, and it's kind of fun to play with for a second.
That's the drum. That's the bass, and then the lead kind of sounds like.
But then he played us one of his integrated tracks, and
what do you want to hear? Because as I was telling you before, I do these and then I play them for my daughter, and I say, what should I call that? And then she says, that should be called awesome song. That's the last one I did. And then,
well, then just number them. Awesome song one, awesome song two.
Awesome song is one of the songs. Yeah. Another one I played it for, and she said, she said that should be called cool song.
All right.
Well, let's tell us. Yeah, pick your favorite and play it, and we'll see.
I really like this. This is like the second or third one I ever did. I named this one.
Yes.
Very pretentiously. I called this Warm Rain for some reason.
Wow.
What was that? Right? Listen to that.
That's Warm Rain.
And then it just goes, it just loops. Like, you can't really do much beyond a loop. But then you could lay something on top of that, you know? Like, if you want to...
Some words?
Some spoken word poetry.
Maybe you could post one of these to the Facebook page, and if any of our home studio-minded friends wanted to collaborate with you...
Yeah,
Warm Rain.
Lay down some, I don't know, get 16 bars on this motherfucker.
Yeah, excellent.
Here's a cool song. A little more hard.
Yeah.
That's hard hitting right there.
The hydraulics in my car are just bouncing it down the street.
And then this is the last one I did.
That's a little more Wreck-It Ralph influence.
Yeah, there's very electronic-y and video game.
Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph.
Anyway, that's Figure.
Figure, nice.
99 cents last time I checked in the App Store.
That's great.
Worth every penny.
Wow, yeah, you're going to be like a DJ. You're gonna be like an electronic
You're like Beck or Moby.
Unbelievable. Nice. All right. So,
should we introduce the topic?
Yeah, today's topic, it's a coming of age story, if you will.
It's the Rockcyclopedia.
Rocksolidopedia.
Rocksolidopedia.
Volume H, as chosen by...
I'm going to tell you who chose it, but first I need to apologize to someone. I just went back to the Facebook post because I wanted to see... Oh, I forgot who recommended the letter, because I put on there, we need a letter. First person to list one that we have not used is the winner.
Yeah.
So I went there, and what I saw was Eric Rudnick.
Okay.
And he said letter H.
Yeah.
But what I didn't know that it had compressed...
Oh, there were like previous comments.
So actually the letter should have been the letter that Jude Chauvin?
Yeah, Chauvin.
Chauvin?
Uh-huh.
He picked letter E, and he was actually the first guy. But we'll do letter E next time.
There we go, Jude. So it is decided.
But it is Eric Rudnick has done, this is H.
Is anyone keeping track of what we, because we've got, I should be doing it. It's probably my job, but I'm not keeping track of what we've done.
I was just hoping that the fans would do it.
Yeah.
I feel like someone's going to suggest something we've done, and none of us are going to have the wherewithal to stop it from happening.
Were you having like tugs of familiarity as you were going through the H's?
I wasn't, were you?
Not really.
I don't think it was an H.
But it's...
I don't know.
I'll go look. Yeah. If we haven't done E, then Jude, the next time we'll do E. And the guy who recommended X, he's just, come on.
That's going to be a good show.
That's going to be tough.
We were talking about maybe doing that in the last 15 minutes of another episode.
Yeah, like just a bonus episode or something.
I know we'll be playing some X. I'll be on X. I'll be taking some X.
And some E.
So,
which is also called X.
Gary, do you want to kick
it's so confusing.
Do you want to kick, or yeah, because there's also EX is X.
That drug is taking up two of the letters of the alphabet.
I know.
1/13th of the alphabet.
Druggies.
I'll kick it off. The pride of Fagistra, Sweden. Who else but the Mighty Hives? Listen to that. It is a classic. Hate to say I told you so.
Rock solid.
Almquist, the great frontman, the Mick Jagger of the Scandinavia.
The Hives.
The Hives.
Not to be confused with the Shins.
No, or the Vines.
Or the Vines. No. They all came out the same year, right?
More or less.
Sort of, yeah.
The bands.
All the bands. Yeah.
And there was the Strokes around that time.
The
White Stripes were around that time.
White Stripes, though, that's the
it's two
that's,
words.
That's the three words. With the and then the white and then the Stripes.
Okay.
But I just mean that I remember the Hives and the White Stripes. But to me, that was like a movement whoever controls these things.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All of a sudden it was like, hey, what's happening?
Everybody sounds like crazy garage band, like punk crap.
And who rose to the top? Who's still putting out the good music of those four?
Jack White.
Jack White's the winner.
The king.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm talking about the Hives, the Shins, the Strokes, of those four bands that we named.
Well, the Shins didn't really fall into that.
Yeah, they had a different sound.
Their name sounds like that. But
okay. It's not a contest, Pat. We're all winners.
All right. Well,
what's your H tune?
My H tune is this is a chance to play a solo Beatle.
Oh.
So this is going to be a George Harrison song from 1976 from his 33 and a third album. And this is this might be the most meta song we've ever played. The song is called... This song. Ooh. And he's singing about the song he's singing about.
Huh.
Let's hear it.
This song, there's nothing tricky about it. This song, in black or white, and a
So I like, because George Harrison was sued many times about copyright infringement. This, he actually has a line. And as far as I know, this song don't infringe on anyone's copyright.
Oh, that's good.
And then he says, this song is an E. So I like, but I like that.
Super meta. Yeah, it also brings to mind a Weird Al song that was a parody of a George Harrison song, which is, this song's just six words long. This song's just six words long. Remember that?
Yeah. I don't know if I remember that. That's like a deep album cut of Weird Al.
Yeah, I think it was on Even Worse.
This 33 and a third has the great Crackerbox Palace.
That almost made, that was almost the one I chose, Crackerbox Palace.
Love
but that's
it.
Good. Yeah, I remember when he was on Saturday Night Live, he showed promotional film for Crackerbox Palace. So he wasn't really the musical guest, but he showed a vid. I think he said, I have a short film.
A short film.
Before they were videos.
Videos haven't been invented yet, so I'm going to, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. MTV is years away, but look at this.
Look at this. I'm brilliant.
It's music for your eyes.
Enjoy it.
I had the hottest babysitter who had that 45.
Whoa. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk. All right. This is a weird song by a weirdly named group from the 80s. That there's a great book called Talking to Girls About Duran Duran by the rock writer Rob Sheffield, who's awesome. And he also wrote Love is a Mixtape, which is another good book to read. But he does a whole chapter on Hazy Fantasy. Ooh. And and this is from that time in the 80s when, you know, just it was kind of a world music explosion. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what was going to happen. So this kind of combines like some, I don't know, some hoedown and some hip hop, and anyway, it's called Shiny Shiny. Let's see what you think. See if you heard this before.
Good times come to me now. Good times come to me now.
Catchy, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's back from my high school days. Now, you might call Hazy Fantasy a one-hit wonder, but that would be forgetting about their other big song about dance pop hit about Western imperialism called John Wayne is Big Leggy. Remember that?
No.
No. Okay.
Was that a regional hit, Gary?
It was a regional hit. Maybe you should go.
I just told Matt to turn down my headphones. I need him to turn them up again.
Sorry, I know that Hives was super loud.
Yeah, that Hives was, I thought I lost hearing.
Sorry.
They're just too darn loud.
They are.
To quote Huey Lewis in Back to the Future.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Good,
so I must be
man.
Too old.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play one of the most popular, if not the most popular rock duo, pop rock duo of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite Hall & Oates album, it came out in 1980. It's called Voices. It kind of has kind of like, they're trying to do like a, not new wave, but they're trying to do something a little different.
Sure.
And this was right before they broke out, and then they were on our radio for 4 years straight. But this, I'm not going to play a song sung by the H in the band. This is
what?
I'm going to play a song.
That is almost illegal.
I know, but John Oates doesn't get any props. So let's give John Oates props. This is how does
there may
it,
be a reason.
Well, then this is, I love the John Oates songs. This is How Does It Feel to Be Back.
Never heard that, and that's pretty good.
That Voices album, you should take it from me, because it's and I'm talking steal it.
I'm going to break into your house.
It is a great, great album.
Pat Francis, that's what I love about you. One of the most storied catalogs in rock history. And you're the guy who said, you know what, I'm going to give Oates a fair shake.
Yeah.
And you listen without prejudice and you say, mm-hmm. I believe I've said this before, though. Yeah. I think 21 top 10 singles with when Oates had the mustache, zero without. Where was the power in that band? Tell me.
The mustache on John Oates.
Wow, that was cool.
I mean, that makes sense. We've all heard the hits. We didn't need to hear it.
Yeah, we don't
again,
have to
hear it. So I appreciate you playing a deep cut.
Thank you. Well, if you're tired of hits, then you'll love this next one. of course, you know, I love Wild Flag. They're kind of a super group. They combined parts of Sleater-Kinney and then also this band Helium, Mary Timoney from Helium. This is a great song from them called Super Ball. Kind of witchy sounding. Wait to hear this. Small like a Super Bowl. Throw me against the wall, I'm fragile. Like an eggshell. Mad as hell. Love Helium. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Nice. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Why are you apologizing?
That's just how I was getting into it.
It's weird. You can get into it.
All right.
Just put your pants back on.
Okay. All right.
Still staying kind of hit-free. This was a moderate hit. This went to number 30. This is what's weird to me. I don't understand how solo careers work sometimes. This is Susanna Hoffs. This is her first post-Bangles album. It was called
When You're a Boy.
When You're a Boy. And you would think, you know, when you watch the Bangles, everyone was like all about Susanna Hoffs. You know what I mean? Like she look at her. She's the lead singer. She wasn't really the lead singer. They all sang lead. Mm-hmm. But she was the one it seemed people gravitated towards. And yet when she releases her solo album, people don't come out for it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is this was a single. This is called My Side of the Bed.
I've been dreaming since I was born.
And I'll tell you what, in 1991, I would have.
Oh, it's a dream.
But that kind of covers the same ground as the Bangles did. So it's funny that people didn't gravitate towards that the way you would have maybe thought they would have. Matt?
The time had passed, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's 1991. Yeah, maybe it's done.
Yeah.
Who knows?
91 and done.
We will never know. Maybe we can talk to her about it.
Maybe we can ask her.
You guys are really leaning hard on this.
Susanna, when that album bombed, how did that happen?
Great question.
Not good. Not good interview technique. Gary, you're up.
This is a group I saw open for the Bangles in 1986.
Look at that. How we bring it around.
Yeah. This is the from Australia, the Hoodoo Gurus. They have one of my top 10 all-time favorite songs called I Want You Back. We're not going to hear that.
But that's a top 10. If you had to list 10 songs,
yes,
that's one of your top 10.
For sure.
All right. That's a strong statement.
From that same album, though, this is, if you're in a band, here's a tip for you, and you don't know what to write about, just make a list of all the other bands you like and just rattle them off. There's like a lot of, especially soul music and stuff like that happens. But this one is a great one for historians because it's like, any song they mention on here, this is like the makings of a great record collection. You got your Velvet Underground, Kinks, Beatles, Ramones, T-Rex, and then like a lot of Psychotic Reaction, like Count Five and stuff like that. But it's called Let's All Turn On by the Hoodoo Gurus. So let's hear it. A little chatter. I love chatter in the beginning.
I like when they tune their instruments.
Yes.
Shake some action, got a reaction. No satisfaction, sky pop, sky sex. And that's what I like. That's what I like. It's a great bar.
to the jailhouse rock.
Stop, stop.
At the heart of the blues you rock.
That's what I like. That's what I like. That's what I like.
Nice harmonica in there.
That's good. Nice.
Yeah. 30 years old, that song is.
You might be doing, you're doing Letter H, but you're also doing silliest band names.
Yeah, right? I think so. That's also.
Hazy Fantasy and Hoodoo Guru.
Totally different topic.
Silliest band names, yes, exactly.
This and what year was that, do you know?
I want to say 83. 82, maybe.
Yeah. That's good because I'm going to stay right in that time period. This is from 1982. I wanted to play a Sammy Hagar song. But I know there's so many Sammy Hagar songs out there that people will go, ugh, sucks. So I chose one that I don't know if a lot of people have heard. It is from the soundtrack of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
And the song is called Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Sammy, we...
I got this strange fascination.
Everybody.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Ooh. Having a ball.
One more time.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Riding on the wall.
I was going to say, Sammy, I'd love to have you contribute a song to our new soundtrack, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That is so crazy you mentioned that. I have a song
called Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Well, look, if anyone can work a five-word music movie title into a song, Sammy did it.
Sammy can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Love it. Matt, opinions on that?
It rocked.
Still,
is that in the actual movie?
Yeah, that's in the movie. That's a great soundtrack.
I haven't seen that movie in years. I don't remember any of the music really.
I like that. Reliable information says that girl ain't giving up the ball.
Yeah, there's like high school CNN. Yeah,
but she's going to be Friday night. He'll be checking it out from the back of his van. I love it.
And reporting
in song.
Sounds like she's the Stephon Marbury of the school.
Let's take a moment for Phoebe Cates. Let's take a moment.
Let's think about that.
Phoebe Cates.
All right.
Table is rising. Okay. Right, down it goes. Okay. Go
that
ahead,
was
go.
Just like, did you feel like you made that happen with your mind? Like when you first saw that? Like, oh, that'd be so cool.
And then I had to see the Judge Reinhold's goofy face as he pleasures himself.
Well, you take the good with the bad. There you have the facts.
That's the facts of life.
That's the facts of life.
This is a funky song from the land of England. And this is this band had a more well-known hit called You Sexy Thang. But I love this one because it has, I don't know if it's like a guitar riff or like a keyboard on the fuzz guitar setting, but I just love it. It's called Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate. It goes a little something like this. Also, the most laid-back background vocals in all the time in this song. It's like they're not really listening, and then they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, this was in a movie, wasn't it?
Oh, it must have been.
Sounds very familiar.
Never could believe the things you do to me.
Here comes another
one.
Hey, hey, we're recording. You guys want to pay attention? Look alive. Yeah, hot chocolate.
Looks like it may have been on the Grown Ups soundtrack.
Grown Ups.
I never saw that movie, so
is
I don't
that
know.
With Tom Arnold? Isn't it?
It's Adam Sandler and that whole crew.
Right, right. That was I did not see that.
It does seem like the kind of song that it would be an Adam Sandler movie.
Exactly. Yeah, seems montage-y.
I don't know though.
Back to the montage.
All right.
I'm surprised how much I like that Jack and Jill. To this day,
you've said that many times, Gary.
It doesn't matter how many times you say it; I'm not going to believe you.
What's hard about it, Gary, is you might be 100% right.
You'll never know.
And because it's like even when I go through my DirecTV, I'm like, oh, there's Jack and Joe. Gary said that I can't push record.
You just can't do it.
Can't do it. But maybe I will sometime.
I had that experience last night. Preston was homesick and like, oh, we got to watch Elf, and we bought it on pay-per-view. Like, we actually own the DVD, but I don't want to set up the DVD player. So
oh,
we bought
my God.
It on pay-per-view. Wow. Finished watching it.
Can't even throw it in your computer and watch it, Gary?
It's also on TV. Like,
and then as soon as it was done, like, we switched back on the TV. It's on. It's being broadcast right then.
Yeah. Anyway. Do you realize it's been 10 years since that movie came out?
I don't want to go all the way to the sink. I'm just going to go to this mini bar that I could reach. Yeah. 10 years. That was the first movie we saw, like, on our first date after Preston was born. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is an instant classic. We're going to be watching this movie for the rest of our
lives. I have not shown that to the girls yet. I should show it to them.
Oh, they're going
to
love it. And you're going to say,
is there sugar and syrup? Then yes.
I'm going to have to get it tonight now. Wow.
And so. You're going to say, that's Zooey Deschanel. Someday she'll be insufferable.
Not adorkable?
Not adorkable. That's it. And they'll say, I wish you weren't a liar.
What was I going to say?
She has blonde hair in that movie, though.
Yeah, she does. It's weird. A little off.
Messes me up. I don't know why they went with that. It didn't have to be like that.
That was back before brunettes got a shake.
That's true. It's when it was all about the blondes.
Yep. Whatever it took.
A couple of weeks ago, I'm going to talk about the past.
What?
Talk about the past. The day after Thanksgiving, we had a thing called a podcast-a-thon, our fourth year.
Yes, sir.
And we had a gentleman on called, not called, his name is, his name's Colin Hay. We call him that.
That's what they call him.
And he played a beautiful song. He played a song called Beautiful World from 2000, the year 2000.
Made Jimmy cry.
It's a great song. And so I wanted to play that today. And then as I was looking through the lyrics, there's a line in the song about guns.
Ooh.
And about women and children. And that made me think of something that just happened a couple weeks ago that I don't think anyone could avoid or feel sad about. And it was the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. So I'm going to play this. And, you know, it's 13 years since it was written, and things need to change. They need to change. And that's my soapbox for now. But here's Colin Hay with Beautiful World.
My, 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 it's a beautiful world. I like driving in my car. I roll the top down. Sometimes I travel quite far. Drive to the ocean. Stare up at the stars. I like driving in my car. All around is anger. Automatic guns. It's death in large numbers. No respect for women or our little ones. I tried talking to Jesus. He just put me on hold. Said he'd been swamped by calls this week and he could not shake his cold.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my soapbox for this week. And, I don't know, what we can do about this, but there's gotta be something other than tweeting and Facebooking. I
mean, right.
That makes everyone aware, but then what do you do? And these are my views, and these aren't necessarily the views of Matt and Gary. I'm just saying this, I want to do something. And what who do I write, Gary? I mean, your wife does a lot of activist stuff and she knows about things like this.
It's funny you mention that because somehow, I mean, this isn't the first tragedy like this.
It's not.
But somehow this one seemed like to be a tipping point in some way, like people are just enough already.
Well, because it's when you always say innocent victims, but I can't think of anything more innocent
than a, oh man.
Than a kindergarten
and the
class.
First responders who, you know, the victimhood of them. I happen to see that, but yeah. It's funny you mentioned, because she is organizing a big march in Washington. It's going to be in February, and I'll have more details of that as it develops.
For this?
Yeah, for okay. Gun violence. But in addition to that, it's also, you have to look at the public health aspect of it and how we vilify, like it's a crime to be mentally ill in this country, yeah. You know, and that's a big problem. So it's like with the, between getting cannons off the street and getting some help for people who
right.
need it. Yeah. But in the meantime, there's some help if you are feeling down, you know, do reach out, you know, don't make us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, there is help out there. I mean, yeah. It should be more accessible and it shouldn't be stigmatized.
Yes.
A lot of people deal with mental health issues and, you know, it ties into the healthcare issue in general. But, you know, I do feel like there are at least two fronts that we could sort of fight this issue yeah. on.
For sure. But I think change is nigh. I think.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. 2013 is we're going to look back and like, oh, that's when we got a little more sane about.
I mean, yeah. And it's you can't stop crazy things from happening. But if you could remove an element
yeah.
Such as guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't ever have a gun, that would help.
But then lawbreakers, they will have guns.
I know. Well, then do what we, you know, do what I do at my house. I've got the Louisville Slugger by the side of my bed in case yeah. on that off chance that we have an intruder.
Yeah, that's
but,
yeah.
But Gary and Matt didn't know that. I was going to play that song or talk.
I'm glad you did.
This.
I'm glad you did because it was in the yeah.
It was but when I was looking through, the,
definitely
I always,
still on our minds.
Yeah, I always look through the lyrics to see what I want to play or what point I want to get across. And when I saw that, I'm like, well. That has to be the place. So,
on a lighter note, Colin told a really weird, funny story about that song on Parkasathon, and that segues nicely into a plug, which is that you can get the whole Parkasathon at Parkas.com. Now you can get the audio. You can listen to the whole thing.
I missed that part. I love to hear that guy tell stories too.
Yeah, I'll just give you basically. He tells it better, but the gist of it is that a guy, one of the engineers from Largo, one of the guys who like runs the board at Largo, was swimming in Hawaii, and he was singing that. That song was stuck in his head, and he was singing it, and a shark came up and
yes!
bit his foot.
Nice. he was swimming in the Bay of Irony,
and he was like, and Colin was on. He was like, "That's a true story." It's not funny, but it's true.
You almost gave me an in there to do a Paul F. Tompkins impression because you said, "I want to tell Colin hey, a story. He tells it better." And I think Paul F. Tompkins would have been, wait a second. No, Colin has a story. It's his story. And you're telling me he tells it better, but you're going to tell.
Okay. That's another thing that we did on Spark. Paul F. Tompkins is on there. If you want to hear that.
Yeah, we did some Paul F. Tompkins impressions. The whole night was great.
It's a worthwhile thing.
All right.
I think I have the perfect song
Let's
to get us back on
Let's
track.
Get us back on track.
Upbeat and peppy mood.
Upbeat.
This is I love this song too much. Just 2 minutes of pure joy. It's the House Martins and Happy Hour. Listen to this.
A smile and the meaning of style is a night out with the boss. But you win or you lose, and it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it.
House Martins. They feature a fella named Norman Cook, who went on to greater fame and fortune as Fatboy Slim. But
there you go. I didn't know that. Did you know that, man?
No, that sounded a little like Bare Naked Ladies to me.
Yeah, a little bit, kind of. Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. So, but they have a neat catalog, and a lot of it's a little more, you know, somber. But that's always upbeat.
Well, you know what, Gary? I'll keep it upbeat too. This is a band from Philadelphia, my home state of Pennsylvania. Exploded onto the scene all of a sudden, and then they were gone.
But, exploded off the scene.
Exploded off the scene. But this is from Nervous Night. This is the Hooters, and you can't deny this. This is awesome. And we danced.
Yes.
There was no
talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we danced like a wave on the ocean romance. We were liars in love, and we danced, swept away for a moment by chance. Yeah, we danced and danced and danced. I'm in my bebop.
I mean, for that time period, that song does everything right.
Sure.
Yeah. So
even down to, I think I just discovered the secret to music, to pop music at least. If you mention a character named Johnny, your song is going to be a hit.
Absolutely.
Can you think of a Johnny in a song? I immediately thought of Johnny B. Goode. I actually thought of it's Tommy in Living on a Prayer. But
Johnny, Are You Queer? If that holds up.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you haven't heard that? Oh, maybe I'll play that at a later date.
Yeah, I've got at least 87 songs in my iTunes that have Johnny as
I'm not saying it should be in the title. I'm saying
just work it in. That's a good character.
Yeah, work it in somewhere. I got you.
She slept Johnny's face. That's Thin Lizzy, one of the greatest.
Thin Lizzy.
Come on, Johnny, get Johnny in your songs. I'm going to start a lobby. Put Johnny in your song.
I would just like a whole album just called Johnny Songs.
Johnny Songs.
That's a good mixtape.
Do it. Write that
down. We'll call it Johnny Cakes.
Johnny Songs.
I think I mention this every time you play the Hooters, but I saw them that year and opening for Squeeze, and on the marquee, Squeeze the Hooters. That's the greatest.
That's great.
Just picture of that.
That's like rat poison.
Yeah, rat poison.
Do they mean to do that, or did it just
probably
happen?
I don't know. Who knows?
That's great. That's the order it was.
That was the order it was. Anyway, so that was you. Oh, so that brings it back to me. This is a great 60s supergroup. And if you're a fan of the Posies, like who isn't? You could tell that this band really laid down the blueprint for them. In fact, the Posies do this song quite a lot. It's called King Midas in Reverse, and it is by the Hollies. Yeah. Stereo.
If you could only see me, I know exactly where I am. You wouldn't want to be me.
Come on, everybody, finger snaps.
Oh, I can assure you that I'm not the guy to run with, 'cause I'll throw you off the line. And destroy you, given time. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. He's King Midas with a curse.
He's King Midas in reverse. Everything he touches turns into a muffler. Damn it.
Hey, I'm going to, because sometimes this happens, I'm going to double dip, Gary. We're going to go to track 9, and then we'll jump back, and I'll quick play my track 7.
Yeah.
But I have a Holly song also. I went with a bigger hit, I guess, but I went with Bus Stop.
Oh, great.
Bus Stop, wet day, she's there, I say it, be shell my umbrella. Bus Stop, bus goes, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
I wish I was good at mashups, because I would get some Rihanna in there with the umbrella. Ella.
Yeah, I like they employed the umbrella.
They employed it, if you know what I mean.
They were banging behind
it. Banging
the
umbrella.
Okay, and then I'm going to jump. Now, this song, I'm going to jump. I only double dip because sometimes Gary and I, we cross the same
cross stream
musical. Yeah, we cross streams. I like that better. I came to know this song from the soundtrack to a Savage Steve Holland movie called One Crazy Summer.
Oh, right.
And I've been on record as saying I did not care for Savage Steve Holland movies.
You are on record. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I went crazy at Matt at Podcast-a-thon.
Oh, is that where that was?
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that movie, and you said you're wrong, and I went, oh, God, fucking son of a bitch!
Yeah.
So that was my yeah, one.
But he wasn't talking about One Crazy Summer, which I think we all agree is not very good.
Right. I was talking about Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
Classic.
But
you know what? you're entitled to your opinion.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Much better. But this is a band from Canada called Honeymoon Sweet.
Oh yeah.
And this is
I almost picked them too.
This is like I took a cheesy ballad called "What Does It Take?" and let's hear a little bit of it.
Why do I get a feeling from you? Things ain't right. Do you need something new? Knowing how both of us live leaves us so little to give. If I could grow wings, I would do anything just to keep you with me. Can't you see? If I could fly,
thank you for playing that, because I did not know what that was called or who played it, but I love that song.
Oh, great. And I assume they had bad record people and bad management, because that only went to number 52 in the U.S.
Yeah, they had some good songs.
Somehow I heard it, though.
I know. Probably heard it from One Crazy Summer.
Yeah, but it was on the radio.
It on the radio. But just, you know, for that time period, 1986, big power ballad, you would have thought that would have shot up there.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't have, like, big hair or anything, did they? I don't think they did.
If you look at pictures of them, it's hard to pigeonhole them. They just, right. I don't know, they just look like some dudes, I guess.
Seems like they could have played the game a little more that way or something.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's
bad
it.
Name, even.
Yeah.
Honeymoon Sweet.
That's a terrible name for that kind of band.
I know.
And it's like S-U-I-T-E. It's not even like play on it.
Right. They didn't even get fancy or funny.
No, they didn't even do it that way.
Honeymoon Sweet.
Honeymoon Sweet.
Sweet. You're up, Gary.
Speaking of the movies, here is a band whose name comes from a Stanley Kubrick movie called The Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
They are called Heaven 17. And it sounds like this song was composed on that app that Matt was demonstrating earlier. It's called Let Me Go. When you hear this, it has like that good womp, 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 womp.
Co-written by Belknap. I call this a super cool song.
Once there was a day, we were together all the way. An endless path, unbroken. But now there is a time.
Let me get in on this, guys.
Yeah. He's going to jam with him.
Our souls are locked and frozen. Must we bring you back without success? Let me go. All hopeless fantasies are making
just sounds like you're texting. Sorry. But
by the way, that is what that new Kesha album, which I did buy on Jimmy Pardo's recommendation. There's some of it. It does sound like when a phone turns itself down because a text is coming in.
Yeah, right.
You're like,
yeah.
Is this the song or am I getting a message?
It's something like, is not quite right in my ears.
We live in a technological world. It's crazy. We don't know what it is.
So confusing.
Oh, I'm going to dip into the well of pretentious guys.
Good.
I've played Sting before. I've played Lindsey Buckingham.
Win it.
And this guy just seems like he'd be irritable and not nice to... I've never run into this gentleman. I'd love to get his autograph sometime. But he just doesn't seem like he'd be nice, right?
I bet he would not give
just
you an autograph.
Be it a seems jerk. This is Don Henley.
Oh, right.
And I want to play his first solo album... no one knows about it, really. It's called I Can't Stand Still. It wasn't until his second solo album that everything kicked off with Boys of Summer and stuff. But this album's great. This is his best solo album.
What
in
about
my
Dirty
opinion.
Laundry? Where was that?
Dirty Laundry was on this album. Okay. But other than that, no one knows any other songs in this album. Okay.
Dirty Laundry with its Sorkin-esque skewering.
Oh,
oh
the
man.
News complex.
He really got him.
I'm telling you. But Dirty Laundry, the Eagles even play that live now. That's how this guy goes, well, we're going to play some of my solo stuff. All right, Don. This is the title track. This is called I Can't Stand Still.
So we got a little problem, baby. How to put together love and work. I could figure out that
The way Don Henley sings to me sounds like a guy pretending that he can sing. Like when I'm in the car and I sing with Don Henley, I really feel, like I sound just like him. Like
it's kind of like your Bruce Springsteen impression.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen or a Bryan Adams. It's all that kind of where you can kind of get that voice going.
Yeah.
But that is a really strong solo album from Don Henley. And I'm sure when I meet him, I'll go, "Hey, Don, can I get a signature?" And he'll just...
By the way, speaking of your signature, your autograph travails, I have a second confirmation, if you need it, that Paul Simon is an asshole when it comes to that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
all the way back to 93. This is on... check out the 10th episode of Whale Cave with our friend Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, yes.
But then also Kit Pongetti tells a story about sneaking into Willie Nelson's 60th birthday celebration all-star jam session.
Wow.
And Paul Simon was there and was a dick.
Well, Kyle, who's no longer with us, he's still alive. He's just not here. He was interning on Conan when they did the shows in New York, and Paul Simon was on one of those shows, and he actually witnessed this. He said... Paul Simon's bodyguard or handler said, "When we get out the door, there's people out there. Are you going to sign?" He goes, "Nope." Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's that simple. Not to sidebar it further, but you mentioned Lindsey Buckingham. How was that show?
Oh, yeah. Mike Siegel and I went to the Roxy and we saw the album listening party for This Is 40. And it was Ryan Adams.
Oh, man.
And again, I like him better when he spells his first name with a B.
Yeah.
but he sang two songs and he sat down. Way to go. We couldn't see you. Thank you. Judd Apatow bring him up. Then he sang two songs. And then Lindsey came out and he sang a new song. And then he sang Big Love. He sang three well-known Fleetwood Mac
songs.
How about
Holiday Road for the holidays?
He did
Go Insane, Big Love, and then some Rumor song. And then Graham Parker and Rumor came out,
right.
And they were amazing. They were so good.
Nice.
I don't know their catalog deeply, but the songs that they played that I didn't know were just as enjoyable as all the ones I did. And then I was exhausted, so I didn't even try to get autographs that night, even though I did have vinyl in hand. But it was a great show.
That's
a great show.
Cool. Well, my last song is going to be, this is from our old surly friend Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra.
Likes to punch Nancy Sinatra, right?
I think maybe.
Is that what he likes to do?
Which is, you got to be crazy, because, you know, come on, Frank's daughter, that's...
I know.
You'll end up the horse's head in your bed or something.
That's right. You'll be wearing cement cowboy boots.
Be like that scene from Goodfellas when Henry Hill just drives up and pistol whips that guy out of nowhere.
Exactly. But you could form a religion around this song. It's so great. From about 22 seconds on, it's a man who, I think he sobers up. He stumbles over into a neighbor's yard to tell him about this evil woman named Phaedra, you know, who messed up his life. And then we hear Phaedra's opposing view, and it's in a lovely psychedelic waltz time. And then it's back to the dirge of the hangover guy. So from about 22 seconds, we're talking about the classic "Some Velvet Morning" on Rock Solid.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in. Some velvet morning when I'm straight, flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much. Look at us, but do not touch.
that is delightful. Oh, I love that.
Is that Nancy Sinatra there?
Yeah,
it is.
Nancy.
Wow, she sounds better than I remember her sounding.
Just imagine like you're like Lee Hazelwood's neighbor, and here he comes again.
Oh,
to tell us about Phaedra. Yeah, Lee, we're just leaving, but oh, yeah, I remember. Look. Anyway.
I'm going to close it out by fulfilling Gary's prediction from our
prophecy.
From our last show.
The prophecy is true.
I'm going to play Heart, and I got to tell you, look, here's why I play Heart. Because they're awesome. No, because I think when guys hear Heart, they go, a couple of girls. But I'm telling you, from 2004, their past three albums, Jupiter's Darling and Red Velvet Car and Fanatic, these chicks want to tell you, we fucking rock. So this is a song.
Would you call this a third classic era of Heart? Because we got your 70s Barracuda Heart.
And then you had your 80s big hair.
80s big hair bustier Heart.
Right.
Which is like a whole different sound, but still cool.
Right.
And now we're in the...
Now they're coming. Like the way...
They're menopausal, but
right,
they're...
Right. Like the way Aerosmith tells us that they're going to rock again, and then they don't.
Yeah.
Heart is living up to it. So they this is from 2004. This is called Vainglorious.
Nice.
Vainglorious. I don't even know what it means. They write it as one word. It's vain and glorious together. I love it.
It's a real word.
It's a real word.
What's it mean?
It doesn't mean exactly what you think it means.
It means we rock.
It means like it's someone, it's like a king might be. It's like it's a mix. It's like
it's kind of like hubris, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. That's a good way to describe it.
Look, I don't know any of these words you're making up, but
I almost picked a Babyliss Strange. I wanted to hear.
I almost did too.
Oh,
there's dun 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 dun.
Yeah,
dun dun dun.
That Pat's gonna play some Heart.
Yeah, you're right. So you made the right call.
Yes.
So what do we want to tell the folks? Call our number
330-81-ROCKS 330-81-ROCKS to leave a message. If you have an idea for an episode or just want to say hello, please keep it relatively brief.
Yeah. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Write a review on iTunes if you're feeling like it. And tell a friend about Rock Solid and tell them to listen. We are at, I want to get over 1,000 fans in 2013.
Let's do it. All you got to do is like us. Just tell your friend to
like us.
Just
like us on Facebook. We got,
I don't care if you really don't like us.
That's fine. We got 810 right now.
Oh, we're close.
As of this recording, so.
We're close.
We're getting there.
Well, thanks for listening as always.
Yeah.
Keep listening in 2013. We really appreciate it. We do it because it's fun, but if no one was listening, well, we'd still do it. But please listen and like us. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Gary. Yeah.
You got an H for us?
I do. Well, you know what? I can't believe we got through the whole episode without mentioning the most obvious H for Rock Solid would be hockey.
Hockey? Our Duke played
our theme song.
Yes.
You know what? I meant to put them on and then I forgot.
But you heard it at the beginning. We don't need to necessarily hear it again. This is, I was going to play Hot Hot Heat because I do like them.
Yeah, I'll just pick that too.
There are a couple songs that I like. But when it comes down to the H's in my catalog, there's this one band that I feel like got a bum rap by me and everyone else when they came out because they were a joke. They were a teeny bop joke, Hanson.
Sure.
And I think they ended up being kind of underrated in the end of the day. And this is a song that I would play to people who just think that they only did bop. And I think this proves that they have some great songwriting ability.
They're talented.
Yeah, they're talented guys. And actually, John Popper is on harmonica on this one, I believe. Mm. And this is from maybe their second album this time around. Is that their second album?
I think so.
It's called If Only. You
mistake.